I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs, Hallmark & Company Insurance. On January 1, 1863, as the Civil War raged, President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. It declared that all those who were enslaved were immediately free. In April 1864, a year prior to his assassination, Lincoln worried that his proclamation might not survive a court challenge. So at his urging, the 38th Congress passed, with Republicans largely in favor and Democrats largely opposed, what would become the 13th Amendment.
Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction.
Politicians in southern states resisted the amendment, fearing that it would force black suffrage, something that would not come until ratification of the 15th Amendment 5 years later. Though the road to full civic recognition of black Americans would be long and difficult, that journey began with Abraham Lincoln's advocacy for the 13th Amendment. When your business suffers a loss, you often need an advocate in the process of filing an insurance claim. The professionals at Hibbs, Hallmark & Company offer experience and expertise in navigating the claims process. Your relationship with Hibbs, Hallmark & Company Insurance begins with a no-cost consultation. Visit HibbsHallmark.com.